When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timph and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timph, Nuff Said.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure. Well, that's how this is going to go today. The podcast that is known as Tyrus and Timph. I think I'm still Tyrus.
And my I'm still Timph.
He's Timph. All right, so I guess we can start off with breaking news. This is kind of a big deal. Devin, who's with us this week, had some really crazy news. Devin, would you like to fill in?
Yeah, breaking news that PepsiCo is making Peep-flavored Pepsi. It's a limited series. Peep flavored. You remember the last time we had Peeps?
What Peep is? Because it's also a word used for something else with tiny children.
Okay. So. A Peep is, if you remember, we did an episode on this about probably obviously more than a year ago because we were in the studio.
Two Easters ago.
And I brought in Peeps, which is the marshmallow candy for Easter. It only comes around Easter. And I had Tyrus try to fit as many Peeps in his mouth as he could. We have pictures. It was very disgusting. But they are coming out with Pepsi flavor or Peep flavored Pepsi. So I've entered to win. Hopefully I do. We'll see.
We should like enter to win. Like they should like be sponsoring us.
Yeah.
Like Peeps should be sponsoring us. Like Tyrus, there's nobody that like, I don't know if there is like a Guinness Book of World Records for the amount of Peeps someone could fit in their mouth, but like if there is, it's yours now.
I don't want it because I can't ever do it again because I almost become type 2 diabetic with that much sugar in my mouth. So
yeah, you felt terrible the entire rest of the day.
Yeah, it was beyond a sugar rush. I could only describe it as crack without the benefits.
Yeah.
So you might have hit the Guinness Book of World Records for Peeps specifically, but the Guinness Book of World Records for marshmallows, most marshmallows, caught in the mouth in 1 minute. So that's caught. So that's like if somebody tosses it and you catch it in your mouth, 56 marshmallows.
But they get to spit it out as soon as they catch it, though. They didn't have to eat it, did they?
Right. That was my question.
I think they had to eat it.
And probably the little baby marshmallows, too.
Yeah,
probably not like the full size.
These weren't no baby Peeps. These were some grown ass Peeps.
Full grown Peeps.
The reason why I had to make sure you let everybody know because Peeps come in different colors, and you always get fooled, like a blue Peep or a pink Peep, yellow Peep, green Peep. But they all taste the exact same.
Yep.
But Peeps, when you say Peeps, that also means people. So we want to make sure that we're not saying that we're in line to get people flavored. Soda, because I'm sure it's delicious, but you know, I don't know that it would be wise for any of our careers to be known for celebrating Peep flavored. And then, of course, other thing is, I don't know about anyone's been around baby boys before, but usually moms, when they change their diapers, like, oh, your little Peep's out, you know. So I just want to make sure that we're perfectly clear that it is. Because there's some sick people out there that we are specifically talking about the Easter candy that comes year round if you work hard. And it looks like a bird. It can be a rabbit. Easter time, it's a rabbit and little chicks, you know.
And Halloween, I saw that they did little gravestones and I liked those. I got those because a little candy that looks like a gravestone. I mean, I don't know. I'm Christmas the demographic, time. And I was sold.
Christmas time, it was the Grinches and Santa Claus and snowmen. So I mean, Peeps can be a lot of things.
They've really expanded. Yeah, yes. They've expanded we're outside the Easter.
Specifically talking about the nomenclature of Peeps, the food item. Nary a time will include any other
version. Nary. Of
just want to make that perfectly clear. Because I don't need hate mail talking about how dare you talk about Peeps in that manner. So, all right, having said that.
Speaking of food, delicious food.
Thank you, Devin.
You're welcome. I've got you on this one because this is actually one of my favorite stories of the week. I'm a big donut gal, so I'm going to just tell you about this Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme.
I think it's donut person. I think if you say donut gal, you're leaving people out.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a donut person.
You just got back. Let's not get canceled. Let's
really work hard. You got my back.
Catherine's gone, so, you know, we got to keep – we don't want to cancel anyone else. We used to have four people in this square. It's down to three.
Yeah, now there's three.
Survivor Island.
Krispy Kreme is giving vaccinated COVID-19 customers a free donut a day till the end of the year. Starting Monday, any customer with a valid COVID-19 vaccination card will receive a free original glazed donut at participating locations nationwide. The iconic donut shop specifies that any guest who has received at least one of the two shots of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine or one shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine qualify for the promotion. All you need to do is show your vaccine card to redeem your donut. And it's not just a one-time offer, which at first I thought it was. Vaccinated individuals can go back every single day and continue getting free donuts through all of 2021. In a press release, Krispy Kreme also said it plans to support healthcare workers and volunteers who are administering vaccines by delivering free donuts to vaccination centers across the country in coming weeks.
That's the thing, though, is like, I don't know. Like, if you're going to go to Krispy, first of all, I'm more of a bagels. I'm like team bagels over donuts. But like, if you're going to get it, if I'm going to get a donut, I'm going to get like with sprinkles. You know, nobody's going to go out of their way to go to Krispy Kreme for a plain glazed donut.
Whoa. Gotta stop you there, Kat. If they're coming out the oven, if they're hot, I've seen it. Not me, but I've seen it. I've seen the car lines. I've seen the fist fights in the street. Like, Krispy Kreme's glazed donut is like next level, apparently. I'm a jelly donut guy, so.
Yeah, I like the jelly donuts. It's, you know, but if I was eating a plain glazed donut, I'm always thinking about this would be so much better with some sprinkles on it.
Right, but something about free always tastes better.
Yeah, that's true. You're
saying, like, free food, free donuts, free money, like, just sounds, and there's no consequences or accountability because it's free. You do whatever you want.
Yeah, you never feel bad if there's like pizza at the office and you eat it. It's like, well, it's free, so. Yeah.
But if you had to put $2 in on it, and old Johnson took an extra slice, you'd be like, hey, I put on this. It's two pieces each, homie. Back up and eat them. Put your hands all over it. I'm gonna need my 50 cents back because I felt like I overpaid. You know, it's like when somebody reaches into the French fries and not community fries, that ends friendships. I've been there. You know, that's a garbage move. That's a garbage person. What's the problem? What's wrong? He ate my fries. They weren't community fries. Get your own fries.
Or the reverse of you go out to dinner with a big group of people and like you already ate. So you just want to have like some, you know, you're going to get some drinks and like nibbles of the appetizers. The end, everyone else like eats dinner. You know, Jessica has like six drinks. You had like a beer and a mozzarella stick. Jessica has like six drinks. She had like, you know, six martinis. And, you know, Liz had like 10, you know, gin gimlets. Okay. And then at the end, they're like, let's split it. Let's split and the bill.
They're always the motherfuckers who are tallying it up too. They look at it. Okay. It looks like everybody owes 75. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, dog.
I had one mozzarella stick and a salad, Jessica.
And a glass of water.
Not $93, Jessica.
Yeah, I think we need to recalculate this, you know, but, and then of course the one who orders the most is the one who has the last, oh, you know what? All I have on me is a card. Yeah. Sorry guys. You know, and everyone else is breaking the cash out and I will literally be, that's cool. We'll all do cards. We'll all ruin the waitresses or waiter's day and we'll all hand them a card with a number on it. I got time. I'll wait. You're not getting off this time. I literally had to do that one time with one of my friends one of my best friends in the world. Whenever it came to us going out to dinner, he always either forgot his wallet, left it.
Oh, yeah. Or right as the check's coming, they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They suddenly have to go to the bathroom when they see the check walking over.
Yeah.
And then they can, so you'll pay for it. And then they come back and they're like, oh, I'll really just get that, as if it wasn't calculated and premeditated on their part.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some tips to know when somebody's bull.
Okay.
Whenever someone touches their pockets to look for their wallet, they know where it is. It always two hands on the pocket. Then they go to the chest. Even if there's not a pocket there,
one, two, here,
check both backs, and then they check again. Then they turn a circle, and then it dawns on them, oh, great Scott, I just realized I left my wallet at home on the counter. How can I do that? My guys, I am so sorry. And then they'll make a ridiculous request. Here, I'm going to Uber back to my house. Dude, you live 45 miles from here. Get my wallet, and then I'll be back. And then you just kind of go, I got you, man. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't want to sit here for an hour waiting for you to come back to
get my God. Wallet. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm such an idiot. I am so sorry. I can't believe I forgot my wallet.
Then later on that night, next scene, you go to the club and guess who pulls out their credit card to get to buy a drink?
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? It was in my boot the whole time. Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Well, that's the great thing about the invention of the Cash App.
Venmo
and things. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Be like, do you have it on you? No, we'll just Venmo on me or sell
it. I have a friend who's like that, who does that stuff, but never pays. They don't have Venmo because, I don't want to put my bank information into the app.
That's
the issue. Like I would almost respect it more if they were like, I'm an inconsiderate who feels entitled to everyone else's money.
But if they say something you can't argue with, listen, I used to spend a lot of money on porn, prostitutes, and food. So I've given up all apps to stop myself because I'm addicted. Everyone would be like, that's cool. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. No. You don't have to have an app. That's fine. My mother had Venmo and she died in a car accident, and it was because she was Venmoing someone. So I'm completely. Did your mom die? No, damn near.
Yeah.
You know, and so ever since then, I don't do it. Plus, everyone knows the Russians in North Korea are the ones behind the apps. So you're just giving all your information away. You know, so you guys should be like me because I'm so important that they're a nation. Watching everything I do because
exactly. Russia's wants to know what Jessica's up to.
I mean, I have 800 real followers. You know what I'm saying? People are watching me. They plot against me constantly. They raised the prices before I got here tonight because they knew I was coming. You got to read between the lines, everybody. You know, you're all sheep.
Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
And speaking of animals.
Yes.
Florida bans 16 exotic pets amid too many disturbing toilet incidents.
What?
Yes.
Something was banned in Florida? This is fake news.
Yeah, Florida doesn't ban things.
No, I do not believe this story.
You can cross a
chimpanzee and a human being in Florida with no repercussions.
It can buy a gun.
And what is going on? Man-pansies is a real thing. It's going to replace the designer dog. And you're telling me Florida's banning stuff?
Oh, let me tell you, after years of wreaking environmental havoc, causing countless dollars worth of property damage and scaring the quote crap out of many a human who have.
Well, you had to make sure that everyone listening knew that the article said crap and that you're not saying crap.
Precisely.
Because you wouldn't hate to destroy
she
your
literally
image
just did quotes.
Of someone who would never say crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Devin. Just wanted to make sure.
Like a sailor.
Just wanted to make sure, Devin.
They've discovered one of these sewer-exploring creatures in their toilet bowl. 16 reptiles have been banned from being commercially bred in Florida. quote, these animals are out there doing lots of damage, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commissioner Robert Spotswood said. The commission voted unanimously to ban a variety of python types.
Who?
All tegu lizard species.
No!
What?
No! Now and, I can't move to Florida when I'm old for my lizard farm.
And green iguanas, among other problematic but beloved state pets, from being commercially bred beginning in 3 years' time. Green
commercially iguanas, bred.
Commercially bred. Well, oh, okay. I think it's frowned upon.
That's fine. You're good.
Yeah,
cat.
What if I want to keep you're all good. The you're, lizards? You're what if, like, I'm going to definitely private. Breed them, but they're just going to be for my army of
it's
lizards?
It's private. Yeah, it's private. Well, you're good, cat. You're
yeah,
good.
Let's see what the rest of the.
Well, and still good. We're still good with the man pansy tango plant. We're still good.
And I'm going to be an influencer, a reptile influence, Instagram As influencer.
You know, we can start that party already. All we got to do is take some pictures with some green screen with a giant iguana behind you. You don't actually have to. Have a lizard to be a lizard influencer.
Oh, but I want to be like,
I know you
lizards
want to
are my passion.
You're 100% authentic, but I'm just saying for Instagram and social media purposes, you could actually never ever see a lizard.
Yeah. Like I'm on a private jet with a lizard, yeah. But really I'm just on my, like in front of a green screen. Absolutely. Yeah.
Or just go stand in front of a zoo and be like, I'm at my zoo. Just stand in front of the whatever city of the zoo that is like just cat. Well, no, you're kind of, skinny, so you'd need an assistant with you to block out the letters. Like you couldn't go to San Diego Zoo because even us combined, we couldn't block that all out. So you'd have to do some.
No, that's a huge. Step.
But it's Instagram. You can do some creative selfie pic where it's just your fit. I just bought a zoo, guys. You know who's?
I did a thing. Adulting, well, bought a zoo. Adulting.
There's my tigers.
Green iguanas alone cause considerable damage to infrastructure, including seawalls and sidewalks. So much so that authorities have urged locals to kill them, quote, whenever possible. They're also known for causing emotional damage by suddenly appearing in Floridian toilets. Current owners of the
I'd be so excited if a lizard appeared in my toilet.
It would be like the
that would be emotionally damaging. That would be the best day of my life.
Yeah. Iguana fairy came. I got iguana.
Yeah, I would be.
Toilet.
That's my like, dream. I just get a free iguana in my toilet. Oh my
God. Cash in your iguana today for a check.
A free iguana in my toilet is like, what is the, you know, the definition of the best possible day I can imagine? That's the answer to that question.
You should be recognized as being chosen.
Yeah, people are complaining because they get free iguanas in their toilet.
How about you keep the lid down?
That's like complaining about winning the lottery, except better than the lottery, because you don't even have to use your winnings to go get the iguana. The iguana's right there.
And if you're, you know, it's just iguana hate. It's just reptile hate, basically, because, you know what, I know what happened. It's just like that last Christmas movie I saw where the guy tried to kill Santa Claus because Santa gave him coal as a child because he was a rotten child. And he didn't get it, so he grew to spend his whole life becoming an assassin. That one young actor, Mel Gibson, I believe his name was. But the point is like he obviously was the neighbor, his rival, got the iguana in the toilet, and he felt wrong. And nowadays in the world we live in, when you're wrong, of course the whole world has to pay. Right. When you're insulted and something doesn't go your way, cancel them. We got to cancel them. All commercial iguana farms are gone because I didn't get one in my toilet. My neighbor did. So I have to cancel it. And it's me. And I'm more important than anyone else. Just look at I'm a star. Look at it. Check out my Facebook. You see the stuff on there? Huh? Do you?
Let me tell you about the current owners. Current owners of the soon-to-be blacklisted creatures will be allowed to keep their pets, but will not be allowed to replace them once they pass. As well, the banned breeds...
Or they live forever. Good luck proving that. They're going to fingerprint them.
Yeah, there's going to be iguana. Now there's going to be this huge black market.
Yeah.
There's going to be iguana cartels.
There's going to be guns over the border. And iguana cartels. Mm-hmm. Pray you're on the right side of that one.
Yep, exactly.
The banned breeds will still be allowed to be brought into Florida in the name of exhibition and research. Still, pet owners are pushing back against the new rules regarding non-native species. The United States Association of Reptile Keepers, Florida chapter, and six individual plaintiffs are suing, alleging the new rules are beyond the scope of the Fish and Wildlife Conservation.
Yes, they are.
Constitutional authorities. Quote, banning these animals is punishing those same people that are out there putting hours of work removing these invasive species.
Yes.
Tribe reptile keeper and educator Daniel Perez told WWSB.
Mr. Perez.
Florida spends about $8 million annually attempting to mitigate the invasive species, a number which pales sharply in comparison to the numbers for Florida's reptile trade, which sees $50 to $200 million change hands annually over close to 4,000 scaly species.
You know, I'd just like to say something on that invasive species thing. I think it's pretty hypocritical.
Yeah.
Any human
humans are the invasive
species. To say like, oh, there's invasive species that are going to do damage to Florida. Pray tell, what species do you think did more damage to Florida? Iguana or Homo sapien?
You know, yeah, Homo sapien, 1,000%.
It's a little much. You never see an iguana digging up a whole forest to put in a
building a Margaritaville.
Yeah, I mean, this apartment complex, so I can have more humans for private breeding, is way more important than this tegu farm where, God forbid, 50 tegus get out and half die and they freeze their ass off in the first night. But, you know, because we need more room. I thought this was a country of open borders, and we need to keep our borders open for all kinds. Tegus, iguanas, bearded dragons, Euromaxes, blue-tongued skinks. You know, pythons. I have five ball pythons, and I'm supposed to tell them they can't breed. I mean, I'm just like, listen, guys, I got to keep you in solitary confinement forever.
Don't impose that purity culture on your pythons.
Or my bearded dragons, or my Euromaxes, or my skinks, or my. Imagine if I just dropped an email on my fish tank. Hey, no unauthorized breeding, guys.
Yeah.
Keep it in your pants. Of course, my fish don't wear pants. So it's just, this is the craziness. And some government is going to cut a check for this. Like, this is, it's just getting out of hand. We're giving away free money, free donuts. We're banning lizards. You know, Cheems is living with a selfish dog. I mean, the world is just upside down right now. What do I know? I'm just a Fox News contributor. I don't know much. But what I do know is that that's why I don't live in Florida anymore. Florida is the new New York, apparently. Just banning everything.
Yeah, if I saw a headline, like, just and looked at it quickly, like, lizards, Florida, I was like, oh, they are saying that the Second Amendment applies to lizards. Like, that's what I expect of Florida. That's what I thought Florida was going to do.
Iguana civil rights carry.
Yeah, give concealed carry for the iguana.
I'm with it. No issues. Yeah. No issues. You know, I'll be head bobbing. I'm head bobbing in honor of the iguanas.
Me too.
That's actually one of the funniest things. And when I'm in my garage, or okay, let's be honest, that's my house. when I'm in my home in the garage with my, a lot of the fellas start bobbing their head when I play my music, you know, and then I end up bobbing with them. So it's pretty, I think I videotaped it a couple times, but I don't post good things in my life. So, but you know, that's about the extent of their evilness. All you got to do is lock the cage, man. They can't get out. If tegus are running all over the place, not tegus' fault. It's people's fault. Lock your cages or take responsibility when you decide to bring something in your home. Just like we have bad parents, we have bad pet owners. So don't ban the tegus. Ban the people who aren't doing right by them. Tell them they can't have animals anymore. Write them a ticket every time they get a puppy. You know, that's what we really should do. Should do that with parenting too. Like, if you're a bad parent and you
if you don't know where your iguana is, like, that's on you. That's not on the iguana.
How awesome would it be, or not awesome? I guess on what side of the fence you are. You know they have those reveals now.
I'm adding all the Florida reptiles to my team. I'm adding all the Florida reptiles to my team.
You mother.
Yeah.
No, it's not fair.
Every single toilet iguana, every single toilet iguana is on my team.
We should ban parents that are not good parents. So when they have their reveal party and they expect it to be blue or pink, the explosion of the balloon popping, there's a third color, which is the yellow card, which means they've done some fact finding, and it doesn't matter what the gender is, you're not going to be parents. So it would be a whole new spread. Like the yellow pops out, and they're like, the entire party's like, oh, damn. And then the storks show up. Well, give us the baby. We're coming for the baby. Up and the whole, you're 10, come with us. Yeah, we saw your Instagram. You're an influencer. You don't have time to parent. We see them running around raising themselves behind your selfies.
Yeah.
Come on. You know what you did. Let's go. I think that's where we should go. We're going to ban anything. And we'll start seeing a whole, these reveals will be taken way more seriously. Start doing credit too for parenthood. I think that's good too.
All right. Would you rather man falsely claims to work with Dr. Fauci to get dates, or swan harasses UK town by knocking on doors for hours?
Can you combine the two together? A swan pretends to work with Dr. Fauci to get dates. Can you do that, Devin? Because I'm in on that story.
I cannot. I cannot.
You didn't even try. Just replace the guy's name with Swan. Just try it.
Okay. All right. I'll try it.
I believe in you.
Prince George's County police are investigating a swan accused of misrepresenting his identity and convincing multiple women to loan him large sums of money.
I love this story.
A woman named Camille, whose last name Fox is 5, this is from Fox 5 DC, that Fox 5 has agreed not to use, says she met the swan in March 2020. Sorry, this is weird. She thought she met the swan of her dreams, who falsely identified the swan to her as Dr. Ronald Harvey Daniels, a researcher on Dr. Fauci's team at NIH, working on this COVID-19 vaccine. Quote, the swan intentionally misrepresented himself as Dr. Ronald Harvey Daniels. Then the swan's story began to unravel, but not before Camille agreed to loan the swan nearly $30,000 over a year-long period for various financial needs. Fox 5 confirmed with NIH.
Otter.
Fox 5 confirmed with the NIH that the swan does not work in a science-based role for the research agency. He also has never worked with Dr. Fauci. Fox 5 spoke to several other women who say the swan owes them various amounts of money, from $400 to about $1,000. Three women are suing the swan, according to Maryland court records. The women say the swan told them similar lies, including that the swan's mother died two separate times, which Fox 5 has text messages to back up. The swan has declined to speak on camera to Fox 5, but
swans can't talk.
But admitted on the phone that the swan does not have a PhD. The swan is saying that his mother died, denies saying that his mother died two separate times, and says he will pay Camille back.
Well, you know, a couple of things that they should have seen. First of all, swans don't have wings and not prehensile hands. So that should have tipped them off right away that he might not have been working in a field. Another thing, when someone keeps borrowing money for bird seed and small pools, you know, when it always wants to be in your bathtub, I would think things would fall. Of course, the occasional honking and chasing of children around them, because everyone knows swans are really irritable. They're not, even though
nary a swan has a PhD. Nary a swan.
I hate to put all swans in one box, because we here at Tiresome Tim do not condone grouping and stereotypes.
No.
But in this particular case, I think it's safe to say, and I could be wrong, we could get a tweet from Dr. Swan. You know, we just don't know. But it's to our knowledge, and Kat is an investigative journalist, our knowledge, upon our various sources, we do not have any information that a swan has a PhD or that a swan is interested in that. They just want their money now so they can be in their lake and have all their food. So, you know, I think these ladies need to open their eyes a little bit next time, because it was to quote a friend, swan. So there you go.
So what did you guys learn today?
I learned that Florida is
on my team.
Okay. All right. I learned that people think finding a beautiful reptile in their toilet is bad. And I learned that Florida is not the land of the free like I thought.
No. And I learned that you gotta be really quick with your team picks.
Yeah, you did.
You gotta be real quick. You know, you gotta be real quick. And I learned that Devin can mash stories together. So we have a new segment on Tyrus and Tim from Story Mash with Devin. So now we need to get some music with that. So it'll be like something with trumpets of some sort, like, you know, it's Story Smash with Devin. This is going to be a huge deal. So each week, to our viewers out there, not only will you be getting what is the magic that is Tyrus and Tim, you also now will get Story Mashes with Devin. So hopefully Devin will show up to work each week, because we know that's an issue. Hopefully he doesn't go on one of her three-day weekends. But yeah, I learned today that sometimes what you think is just going to be dumb turns into magic. And we got a little bit of magic here with Story Mash with Devin. So I guess for more podcasts, like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Tyrus, Fox News contributor, the Timp, and Story Mash and Devin. You know what, Devin? You earned it. Say it. Go ahead. Say it.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.